Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line. david@fmr.co.za or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels and find the podcast on fmr.co.za. I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Land Rover owner going back way into the 80s. And I've had everything, I think, except for Series 1 in the classic Land Rovers. And I absolutely love them. And I also absolutely loathe them. I have had the most wonderful Land Rovers. I've had lots of issues. I've improved them. I've had beautiful Land Rovers. But the Land Rover that was the expedition vehicle is no more. The modern Land Rovers are exceptional cars. As expedition vehicles, not so much. Enter the INEOS Grenadier, which I have had the trial master on test at last. And the big question, of course, is this the spiritual successor to Land Rover? And we'll listen a little bit more and let me come back to that. So first of all, I was offered the car in two versions, either the petrol or the diesel. For me, this is an expedition car, only one choice, diesel it had to be. And so it arrived. The first thing that's going to absolutely stun you is the fuel consumption. The real-world testing, I received between 10 and 11 liters per 100 kilometers, although they claim 9.3. I'm sure somebody not in testing conditions would get closer to 9.3. And with the 90-liter tank, that solves a lot of problems. Another problem solved is this thing is drivable. First of all, you get 0 to 100 in under 10 seconds. It's remarkable from the 183-kilowatt BMW engine with 550 newton meters of torque. It is practical. The suspension is superb. But where I really started to love the Grenadier, I have to say, is the interior, and I'll come back to that in a little bit. You get an 800 millimeter wading depth, proper approach and departure angles, and I had, as I said, the Trial Master edition, which in addition to the standard things, gets things like Diflox front and rear, BF Goodrich all-terrain tires, and it gets what they call the smooth pack with rear view cameras, pocket distance control, heated mirrors, heated windscreen washer jets, central stowage box, which is lockable, paddle lamps, charge ports. Weren't as many charge ports as I would have liked. You get steel wheels, which on my test unit had lockable bead locks, a raised air intake, exterior utility belt, and clip-on points, which also come with load bay utility rails and exterior utility rails with those little clips that pop into all of them. It's quite amazing. It has a 400-watt inverter, auxiliary batteries, high-load auxiliary switch panel, and electrical preparation. This is what I want to come to, where you'd normally get a little analog clock. It's a compass, and although I find it utterly useless, it's beautiful to watch this thing go around because it has that sort of World War II military kind of dashboard feel, and that's what the entire car has. The looks are so Tonka toy. I don't know why no other 4x4 makers ever got this right before, including an overhead switch panel which has already fitted auxiliary switches which connect to ports which are already fitted. So if you want to run solar panels or extra lights, you don't need to drill through anything or do any fancy wiring. It is plug and play. There is an extras list, which I both love and didn't love. So Tobel's 7,000 Rand option, I don't agree with that. Heat reflective privacy glass, well, I did like that, and it's also 8,000 or 9,000 Rand. But this car was cool. Summer's day, two cars parked next to each other. The Grenadier was wonderful to get into. On the I'm not sure list is a integrated winch, which is 70,000 Rand. It will fit under your number plate in the front. It is a thing to behold. It's beautiful. My test unit didn't come with that, but I would love it to have had that. What is this going to set you back? 1,862,100 Rand. And that is a lot of car for that money. Is it worth it? I end up saying yes, because you know what? This is the spiritual successor to Land Rover Defender. As much as that irks Land Rover, they could have built it, they didn't. Thank you, INEOS Grenadier, for existing. If you want an expedition vehicle, wonderful. If you want an SUV with all the modern comforts, maybe not so much. It does have CarPlay and all those things, but that's not what this car is about. What didn't I like? Purely the BMW gear lever. It's out of place. I don't get it. And some of the ergonomics hark back to Land Rover. I do get it, and I'm prepared to put up with that, but I would have loved a little speedo reading in front of the steering wheel, which isn't there. It's the idiot lights, but it is easy enough to use. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za and @DavidDondi on the social media channels and the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.